BMW Mobile.
Yeah, good morning, Ken.
How was your ride down the mountain?
Well, just the way I like. Today.
No big issues.
Here yesterday with us. Ed was here with us yesterday, NAB.
I missed that, but I would have been on AD. Couldn't haul 10 golf cart batteries in my car.
So, I wouldn't want to anyway.
Making the ground, right?
That over its weight capacity.
What happened with that company truck yesterday morning? Tonight I offloaded the batteries into the garage because I didn't want to, leave them out there, let somebody steal them. And then I come out of the garage, I unlock the truck, let the tailgate down, went over and cranked the truck, loaded it up, and got done, and then turned the truck off, hit the remote lock, and came back inside. When I went back out, it wouldn't let me in.
Couldn't unlock the door,
and so then I had to stick the manual key in, and I opened the door, and then it said something about security and everything, and then all of a sudden it starts beeping and bumping and everything until you get the key in and get it cranked.
Did the battery and your key fob die? Good morning, Ken, WTJKT.
Brand new truck. It's only got 350 miles on it.
Hang on a second. If you had that key fob in your pocket, just for instance, and something hit the unlock or lock button multiple times, it will lock the remote out for like 10, 15, 20 minutes. I can't remember the time frame on it. And then that won't allow you in.
Can't measure.
That was it, because it was hanging on my keychain with my other keys, and I hit it to lock it, and when I was locking it up, it was like it acted funny, so maybe that was it.
That's worked too many times.
Trying different codes to see if they can find one that'll open your truck. It'll shut down and not take any more codes for a while.
No. I love that truck. The more I like my Dodge, better. Or 250. Just a plain 4250. When you pull the seat down, the console there is too high, and then you can't access anything in the front, and the A-pillar's too wide, and it's like, man, it's just a pain to have.
Truck, it's a Nissan, the Titan, and man, I've had that truck for like 7 years now, and I hope it lasts forever, because I just love everything about it.
Nissan, so I have nothing to say good or bad about it, although I heard that they don't have a real good turning radius.
It'll pick up with a long wheelbase. What do you expect?
I already got my tax return back.
I still haven't got mine from last year.
File ours until September. Because we're expecting a K-1 from the wine shop. And with the accident that Chris was in, they've had to file extensions on all their stuff. So, hang on. We got a truck stalled on 85 South and it's backing stuff up. Hang on.
Where's the EFO?
KO4HX.
Morning, Andrew. KN4TFW.
Where's that each?
Morning, dude.
About time you got up, dude.
A little bit now, still a little stiff. It won't take about 10 minutes. But, yeah, good to hear you again there. Ken, I guess you got your fill of batteries yesterday, right?
Golf cart batteries.
Good to hear you in there. And Patrick, you and I think you heard it here. Just, Andrew just checked in.
Yeah, of course.
Hope everybody's doing good.
Here down the mountain. No surprises there, and coming into Greer already this morning.
Eric was in here a minute ago, but he's got some traffic situation he's working through.
Yeah, I was closed again, just probably south of exit 87. Google Maps is telling me to get off at exit 87, but I can't because it's already backed up too far. So it looks like I might be sitting here for a while.
Yeah, Susan got caught in one yesterday. She had to go to Anderson twice, and there was a 6-mile backup.
One person doing something dumb.
We're hearing that and can get around it.
Andrew, or north of Andrew, rather. One of them good numbers where they, you know, they closed the right lane right before the left lane was running out. So they took 3 lanes and run it down to 1 lane. And then, of course, that was it. I don't know if anybody said anything. KN4 TFW.
News. I was in the shop and I thought it was the yard guys, you know. I said, the yard guys are here. I said, they're not supposed to be here yet. But anyway, I opened the door and look, and the generator was out there running. 6 minutes.
Exercise.
And trying to catch it coming on. I guess I haven't been here when it did. It did it like 1:32 or something like that. And I'm gonna have to be here. I think I'll do it every week or every 2 weeks. I'm not sure. Live, you know, it just came on all by itself.
I figured out it finally does.
I was excited, you know. I was real excited. Yesterday. Good life.
I guess it is.
Generator excites you, you know.
I dare we have been excited to see it rolling.
Aches and pains is what excites me.
Gale for HKX.
Before TFW.
Morning, Marshall. WTJKT.
Hey, HJ, good morning, guys. I tell you, man, I hurt my back a week or so ago, and it is killing me. Just sleeping at night seems to be the worst time. And then getting up in the mornings, it just hurts. So I'd be excited if I could get up without any aches and pains. I guess that's all part of getting old, though.
At our age, if you ain't hurting, you're in a box.
I say good morning, Marshall. I'm sorry about your back.
But at least I'm riding a chair, not out there stuck in on the interstate in a traffic jam that some idiot calls.
For Eric.
Now Google Maps has my ETA. I've got 63 miles left, 1 hour 27 minutes. Oh, 1 hour 31 minutes. So it's just getting worse.
4 trips in this week.
Exit 87 here. I might just get off, turn around, and go home.
Hey, you got us.
Got your radio.
Oh, did it.
Half an hour or so.
Check out.
Yesterday they gave me an extra week's vacation this year.
They gave you time to take it. KO4HX.
Here it's either use it or lose it.
Back.
Give it back to the personal time.
We're in Washington.
That, I mean, the air traffic controller, I mean, he should have saw that. And then the darn helicopter, it's like, man, it was like a front-end crash. Surely the goodness he's seen.
About it, I saw a little bit of chatter on the mesh tactic last night about it, but I haven't read anything.
Flight out of Kansas City was on approach, and the Black Hawk was in the way, and they hit over to Potomac.
I just saw a little flash on it when I last night. I didn't realize what had gone down, but yeah, if the plane was on approach, then either the controller or the Black Hawk's in trouble there.
Yeah, air traffic control audio, and the controller, you know, notified the chopper of the airplane and said, hey, you know, CRJ on approach, report traffic in sight. And the helicopter said he had the traffic in sight. And then the controller told us to maintain visual separation, and the chopper pilot said, okay, I will maintain visual separation. And then they crashed.
Plane in sight, you reckon?
Yeah.
Four traffic in sight, but it was the wrong one.
CRJ, there could have been like five CRJs on approach at the time.
Flew out of GSP earlier that day.
Found any.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is ahead, mile marker 85, all lanes blocked, so there's been a wreck. We are just sitting here not moving. What we have is just, you know, cars settling in, but they say all lanes are blocked. I've got 0.3 miles to the exit, so if we can creep up 0.3 miles, I'll be able to get off.
But if you can do that.
Shoulder lane probably doing that. I think I might join them.
The road conditions, 85 and all those.
It ramps, but it's backed up pretty good too for people getting off, but almost there.
Today, Cannon's campground is going to be crowded.
Yeah, Ken.
Turning around and going home and waiting for another day sounds like the best plan, but...
But we got vendor meetings today I've got to be present for, so it's just going to be getting there one way or another.
Yes.
Slow you up enough to let the traffic back up around the airport and Pelham Road.
Yeah, the side of it's not that bad. There's been nothing down this way.
Airplane guys out there. Reading the report on that crash up there. And it said it was a PSA Airlines Bombardier CRJ-700 regional jet. And what do they mean by a regional? Their distance like 300 miles to 500 miles? It seems like from Kansas City to Washington would be regional.
That I'm getting off my exit. I'm gonna get the Santana on top of the car. Y'all be safe. Have a good one. Eric, hopefully you get out of that mess before long. So, but anyway, y'all have a good one. 73KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
73 Andrew, KO4HKX.
73 Andrew, have a good one. KN4TFW.
73 Andrew, have a great day. W2JKT.
Good one. N4AZE.
Enjoy your day, W4MKH.
Good size regional plane. I mean, had 64 on board.
It has it's got plenty of range to do international flights, but regional might just mean that it's just domestic.
Same area all the time, back and forth.
That day it flew from GSP to Washington. Must have went from Washington out to Kansas City, right?
How do you get off at exit 87?
You believe in, didn't you, on the shoulder?
Probably a couple of minutes, but yeah, they're funneling all traffic off onto 87, which means Cannon Campground's going to be a mess.
Right-hand turn.
It'll be bad, too.
Lord, they shouldn't have faked way damn.
Get off and then they don't get back on.
Back on because the side road that he's taking, once he gets down by where I work, the bridge is out, so he'll have to get off.
No movement now. It's now that we're just on the ramp and they've got everybody off. I think they're letting people go to the stop sign and just blow through stuff at this point. They got some blue lights everywhere here. On the southbound side, they're making everybody get off at 87, so I imagine it was a bad wreck with probably fatalities.
Man, I'm starting to see some yellow on the screen right there at the 85 business, 85 split.
People go left to cut over to Cannon's campground. They're sending us to the right.
involved.
So on that Potomac crash, when they showed where they hit, there was a plane that was above that. It looked like it was probably above it, maybe 1,000 feet. I bet that's the one they had in sight. And this other plane was coming right at them too, but it was well above. And I bet that's the one that they were seeing. Didn't see the one that hit them.
In a big jet like that, you have very poor visibility below you because you're coming in at an angle of attack. So you even have even less visibility than you normally do over the panels and those things. So I would not be surprised if the CRJ just didn't see the chopper at all. And it was just, you know, nothing they could have done about it.
I had the wrong jet in sight.
Chopper was doing there in the first place.
Yeah, why would you be in the approach pattern of a busy airport?
Some kind of training mission, they said.
A couple things like smaller stuff, follow the river up there. That would have put him right in the fight.
It was a rookie chopper pilot. Claiming the air traffic controller, but, you know, I listened to the audio and it was absolutely 100% proper in terms of what the air traffic controller was doing. It was just the pilot, you know, the pilot reported the wrong plane. Or just didn't have it right, or, you know, whatever it was. But, you know, this is going to be on the chopper pilot.
Blame the drivers right there in the middle of air traffic.
He's not going to accept blame for anything, especially not with the new guy at the helm. So while the actual cause is probably a chopper pilot, I imagine that the air traffic controller is going to get railroaded.
Funny but true.
Changed the runways for the approaching flight, commercial flight, and he asked the helicopter if he saw the flight. Who knows? Like you said, he probably saw the wrong plane.
As it could have happened, you know. We have to wait, get all the evidence before we make a call.
It's two parallel runways there, so there could have been two planes on approach at the same time. And if you saw the other one, then, you know, I can see this happening.
That's when we went to Italy and back in, like, 2019 or something like that. Maybe it's 2018. I don't fly much. Don't like it. I don't like being in any vehicle that I can't, and I'm not in control of. That's just who I am. I don't even like riding with most people.
Flying on a plane unless I'm up front. But man, he loves airplanes. He loves flying. He loves playing with them.
10 years old, first time I ever flew in an airplane. I flew from Jacksonville to Atlanta on my way to basic training in Fort McClellan, Alabama. Happy to fly. I wasn't too happy to bus ride over to Alabama either. And when I woke up the next morning, I said, what the heck have I done?
Do it.
Wouldn't think anything for it. Not sure if I'd do it again in these days and times, but I'm glad I did it. W4MKH for ID.
I see three different colors are red on my screen. Make sure it's like slowing down and then red and then make sure it's like a burgundy color.
Far off in the weeds here because even the back roads are completely swamped, so it's taking me kind of far out of the way. I'm winding through some industrial complex right now.
I go to the right.
Right.
See with anything over that way.
Are you just trusting a GPS?
I'm full faith to Google Maps right now, and of course following everyone else.
That's usually what happens.
Tree distribution facility I'm passing. Battleground Road here, whatever that is.
I have a backup right there off of 110. Must be trying to get on to 85.
But at least the light at the end of the tunnel.
This was pleasure, Mark. The first time there's been a crash involving a U.S. commercial flight since 2009. So it's pretty safe out there overall.
73 to everybody. Hope everybody has a safe day. And Eric, I hope you make it there in a decent amount of time. I'll sit here waiting on the gate to open. So you guys have a good one. I'll catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
7-3, Ken, KO4HKX.
Have a great day, W2JKT.
W4MTH.
I'm glad you didn't have to do batteries today. See ya, N4AZE. Wrong with USPS. About 3 weeks late, it was coming from Tennessee, and when I track it, it says in transit to the next facility, running late. And that was, it's still in transit to the same facility 7 days ago.
Where I lost it.
Hear that, but yeah, that could be it. And I even went to their contact us, and so I did. Of course, they're not going to, you know, they just give you the same thing. You put in the tracking number, and then it tells you the same thing. It's in transit. It will arrive to you.
Or discourage you, but I got a letter my dad sent me when I was in basic training in 1979 that I still haven't got.
It's missing.
I'll probably find it behind the desk when he rearranged the furniture one day.
This wasn't expensive, but it was really a good find, you know. Not a claim. I can take the little hit on that, but yeah, I really wanted this little thing.
Go now. But they made 3 or 4 aborted stops. It was out for delivery, but never showed up. And I was worried about that. And then I shipped the radio off to the guy. Can we trade some radios? And I was worried about that. His came FedEx. I sent mine out via USPS.
It didn't cost much at all. It's not worth filing insurance on, but I sure would like to have it.
Another wreck on the southbound side after we get back on here.
Ricardo's out there this morning, ain't they?
Yellow on the southbound side after we get back on here.
Quicker to come over here and go through the Greenville and easily and go in that way.
What's the saying? Can't get there from here.
Coughing at that time. It's like you started talking mid-sentence. Maybe I need to adjust my squelch down some.
You remember what it was?
Radios are good for conversation.
I think we'll step out here. I'm at my first stop. And Eric, I hope your day gets better once you get to work. And good luck. Dude, Marshall, I'll be around all day, so I'll be in and out. You gentlemen have a good day and good to hear you this morning. Thanks for the ride along. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Have a good day. Hopefully we'll get there. Anyway, talk to you later, W2JKT.
Have a great day, W4MKH.
Patrick, have a good day in 4AZE. Work, Patrick. Eric.
Whenever I get there.
Their meetings.
He's not until 11 o'clock.
Everything going to be Irie, man.
Be Irie.
85, they keep showing, all they're showing is this plane crash.
Mission.
Conspiracy theories going on. Claiming responsibility. If wins today, it's going to be a good day.
Mark on 85, 54 minutes for 57 miles. It looks like we're clear sailing for a while.
What?
A conspiracy theory about this crash, about it having something to do with, you know, like something that's going on, like maybe confirming RFK or something. You know, they want to distract everybody so they'll stop calling their senators, telling them not to confirm this guy.
What a warming trend.
It was yesterday on my way home.
Rain coming tomorrow, maybe tonight and tomorrow, but then after that, there's another warming trend they're saying coming. Tuesday's going to be sunny and in the 70s.
Work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, so yeah, hopefully I can get outside and take advantage of some of that weather.
They're going to be in for some good weather on those days.
Courtney and I are getting married on Sunday, so we're just taking a few days off from work to go hiking and biking and whatever else, and just, you know, hang out and enjoy it. So I'm glad we'll have some good weather.
Rationale. Yeah, something, I mean, this stuff is tore up. It looked like something may have burned. I don't know. Through vehicles.
130 knots, and the helicopter is going about 75 knots in the opposite direction. So, yeah, that's a pretty violent collision.
The cars, the whatever hit each other on 85, it's, you can't even tell their vehicles.
I'll have to check it when I get to the office. But yeah, I mean, they had the whole thing closed, so it had to be pretty bad.
From the aerial view, it looked like whatever it was burned. That at 87 on
85. That's at
87. TV, or you see something on the internet?
I'm watching TV, News 4. Bella's Powell's coming up now.
All right, guys, I'm going to check out. Courtney is frantically texting me asking if it was me in the wreck. So I'm going to call her and make sure she knows I'm all right. I will talk to you guys later. This is W2JKT.
All right, yeah, you better go do that quick. N4AZE. Get a little bit. I'll check back in a little while. Y'all have a good one. Enjoyed it. N4AZE.
While you guys are checking out, I'm going to go get me a cup of coffee. There's going to be nobody to talk to anyway.
N4A's Eddie.
Got to probably about 9:30 or so. My net starts at 9. It's clear for a few minutes.